these doggies running around with their tails docked? Well, is it the right thing to do? How do you feel about seeing these dogs run around with their tails docked? Stay tuned, because you'll hear from Alvin Mare, who is with the wildlife unit at the Cape of Good Hope. So before that, though, something interesting you want to get ready for over the weekend. Still tickets available for the Sunday's Live at Vergenoegd. Arno Costens is going to be the headline act there. It'll be the opening acts: Dave Ferguson, Marcel Almeida, Jake Gunn and Devin Smith. So that date, the 25th of March, those gates open at 11 o'clock and the music kicks off with opening performances at about 11:45. Lots of great food. Love the market there, as a matter of fact. The headline band, Arno, will be on at 4 o'clock, and it's 150 rand per adult and kid under 10. Kids under 10, they get in free. There'll be a dedicated kids area. They've got this awesome ball and stuff that the kids can roll around in, so that's absolutely phenomenal as well. You just get out of the city and enjoy a day with the friends, some delicious food and drink and all the rest of it, and the great music as well. So just go to Web Tickets if you want to go and check out Live at Vergenoegd this weekend, the 25th, with Arno Costens. Now, you know, these dogs running around with their tails docked. Lots of boxers as well. You get these boxer dogs, and the people dock the tails of the boxer dog. Now, on Tuesday morning, I know that there was a brief discussion on the show, thanks to a topic raised via a WhatsApp voice note. It seems that dogs, puppies, are still being sold with their tails docked, i.e. cut off, like Rottweilers, Dobermans, Boxers, as I've pointed out. And in this particular message, and you might or might not have heard it, the listener asked if the practice was not outlawed in South Africa. And there were conflicting views. Hence, Alvin Mare, Wildlife Unit at Cape of Good Hope. Good morning. Good having you on the show this morning, the Cape of Good Hope SPCA Wildlife Unit. Alvin, thank you for joining us.
Good morning. It's nice to speak to you again.
Is there any reason why anybody should be docking a dog's tail in the first place?
You know what? In our modern day and age, there has been research done, and the matter has been investigated very closely. And the reasons for tail docking in this day and age is basically null and void. It's merely an exploitation of animals for financial gain.
Okay. How would people gain financially? By docking.
Breeding, breeding is an easy way to make a lot of money. And research has also shown that the majority of the public are actually not aware how tail docking is done.
Well, how is it done, Albert?
Well, I'm not a vet, so I'm going to give you a lame answer. It can either be taken off with a rubber band, which basically results in it basically falling off after,
cutting circulation.
Yeah, or it's basically cut off with a scalpel blade.
Oh, no.
It's that simple. And the research has been done, and it's shown that dogs of any age do feel pain and stress as a result of any of those procedures. And it is done for cosmetic reasons, and it is totally unnecessary. There's no reason for it.
You get people with kids, for example, who have boxers, and you know what the boxer tail's like? It's like a whip.
Yeah.
But these clever people go and dock the dog's tail so that the kids can't get whipped. I mean, it's crazy. Why get a boxer in the first place?
That's exactly it, and the research has been done to look at that specific thing as to what are all the reasons that the breeders are arguing for historically as to why these tails should be docked. And the research has shown that it's the pros is 0.23%. Pros is 0.23% against the negative.
Yeah.
So really, there's no argument on this matter.
Absolutely correct. And who actually does the docking?
Before 2008, it was done by veterinarians and non-veterinarians, but that was due to a loophole in the law. Since 2008, only a veterinarian may perform the procedure, and not for any cosmetic reason whatsoever. So, for example, let's say you rode over your dog's tail with your car and now it's broken, and the vet has a valid reason as to why the tail might need to be amputated. Mm. But for any other reason, it is defined as maiming. Since 2008, there has been cases, one against breeders. Even our SPCA at this very point in time has got two cases open against two breeders and a veterinarian.
Okay, now, Alwyn, I want to thank you for all the information you've shared this morning. And if you know of vets that dock tails for cosmetic reasons, I want the names of those vets, please. Not on air, but let the team know. I want to find out why they're still doing this. It is...